just all the challenges that I've had in my life, and certainly with certain people in, that you come across in your life, you feel that they're against you for some reason, and that they want to stop you from being successful or for just enjoying life. And so it's very important and very, I guess, unstoppable, yeah, to move forward away from all of that negativity and keep pushing forward and achieving what goals that you have and ignoring those people.
The Podcast Empire, podcast mastery for women in business.
Welcome to another exciting episode of the Podcast Empire. Today we have an unstoppable guest joining us, an author who has unlocked the secrets to leaving an incredible legacy through overcoming adversity. Her remarkable insights and experiences have touched the lives of many people, inspiring them to rise above challenges and make their mark on the world. Get ready to embark on a transformative journey as we delve into the wisdom and resilience of Sharon Mild, our unstoppable guest. And she is one of the collaborative authors behind the Unstoppable book series. This is number 3, the first two series are Amazon number 1 best sellers, and it's wonderfully produced by Elsa Morgan. So sit back, relax, and prepare to be inspired as we explore the power of perseverance and the legacy we can all create. Let's begin this unstoppable conversation. Welcome to the Podcast Empire, Sharon.
Hi, Tracy. How are you today?
Well, it is very, very good because it is getting closer to the Unstoppable book launch. And by the time this airs, it will be launched. So it is a very exciting way to really jump into 2024. And we were talking pre-show as well, because you're a carer for your brother, you're caravanning around Australia, you're broadening your areas of expertise that you're going to be stepping into in the areas of wellness. So you are unstoppable yourself, Sharon. What inspired you to write a chapter about overcoming adversity and leaving a legacy?
Well, when I was young, I always thought that success, I have a thing about this word success, thus my chapter is called Success. And I always thought success was having lots of money. To be wealthy is successful. And then through my adult life, I found that that's not necessarily so. And to me, to achieve success is just to be able to break through those stumbling blocks, barriers, or speed bumps that people put in front of you. If for whatever reason, that's just life, right? And just to break through those barriers and to be able to just move ahead, win challenges, or lose challenges, but learn from them and keep stepping forward and just don't give up.
Absolutely. It's the not giving up as well. Now, everyone's got a unique perspective about what unstoppable is. You said it yourself, it's not giving up, you know. So what does it really personally mean to you, unstoppable?
Just all the challenges that I've had in my life, and certainly with certain people in that you come across in your life, you feel that they're against you for some reason and that they want to stop you from being successful or for just enjoying life. And so it's very important and very, I guess, unstoppable, yeah, to move forward away from all of that negativity and keep pushing forward and achieving what goals that you have and ignoring those people.
Yeah. Yeah. And we are who we surround ourselves with as well. You know, we're the average of the 5 people we hang around. I think it was quoted by Jim Rohn. And I had a mentor many years ago, Sharon, that said, show me your friends and I'll show you your future. So weeding our garden, right? Having people will back us and backing ourselves as well. You know, filling our cup. It's just all goes together with unstoppable. I love how you really defined what it personally means to you. Now, your chapter, you said.
I've weeded a few gardens, Tracy.
Haven't we all? But you have to. In order to grow, you have to clear the space to let other things in, right? You have to clear the space. Yeah. I love it. Now, your chapter is called Success. You've touched on what you thought it meant, and now you've got a new perspective, a new meaning. Can you share, without giving away too much, mind you, but can you share maybe some little tidbits of your chapter about overcoming adversity to leave a legacy, some strategies or techniques that you used in your chapter? And we'll be putting the link in the show notes where you can actually purchase your copy of the Unstoppable book and read Sharon's chapter, Success, as well.
Yeah, well, I guess the biggest strategy and the one that create the success is just keep thinking positively. You come across things negative in your life, but you just have to keep trying to think positively and trying to take the calm moments and take your time out just to calm. And usually in those moments of calm, the ideas come through to help you then take the next positive steps forward. Also, don't ever doubt yourself. If you ever have something in your heart that you really want to follow, so many times people will try and stop you and say, tell you that it's silly and it's not going to get you anywhere. But if it's really in your heart and it really feels so strong, go for it. Don't listen to the naysayers. Just follow your heart and do what you're happy doing. So they're probably the main things, and it's just learning about the calm. That's what I had to find, because so many things that went wrong in my life, a downward spiral so many times, and then I just started to learn a lot about natural healing and having the calm to cope with the stresses of life. So that's, and thinking positive, always think positive.
I can't wait to read your chapter and delve deep into what success means and that overcoming adversity. Now, you are a upcoming entrepreneur. We were talking pre-show about your interest in wellness and health and energy and healing. You're looking after your brother with disabilities. You cared for your mum. So obviously you are heart-led as well, which is wonderful. Now, if anybody was thinking about starting a business, could you recommend anything that for anybody who's thinking about starting a business, any tips?
Don't go into debt. I tried that. Buy yourself into business, it doesn't work. You've got to take baby steps. And like I said before, it's got to be something that you enjoy. If you're going to be in business for yourself, you've got to enjoy what you're doing. You're going to be doing it every life, and it's got to be something you enjoy. So take your time and find that happy place. Find that thing that makes your heart smile. And then you'll be on the right track.
Then we never work a day in our life if we enjoy it, do we? I've been told the life of the entrepreneur, I think you work more hours when you first start off as well, don't you?
Pretty much, yeah. It's finding that right place, finding that right balance. And sometimes it takes years. Sometimes people just fall into it. But you've really got to enjoy what you're doing. Otherwise, it's just going to be a hard slog. You might as well just go get a job and have a job. So if you want to be an entrepreneur, it's got to be something you enjoy. And my passion is to help others feel happy and be healthy. And that's my passion, and that's what I do, my business.
That is absolutely wonderful. This has been really, really captivating, Sharon. And I know we've just scratch the surface, right? We've only just scratched the surface. We have to delve into all of the stories, including yours, inside the Unstoppable book to really peel back those onion layers and get to the core of overcoming adversity and leaving a legacy. What kind of message would you like to leave the audience on today?
Probably my biggest message is to trust your gut instincts. And if it feels good for you, it'll be good for you. Don't listen to naysayers. So trust your gut instinct.
Absolutely. Just go for it. I love that, Sharon. It is really insightful when we just need that reminder to just trust ourselves and just go for it. You know, something that sounds so easy can be so hard, or it can be.
That's right.
We can just fail forward imperfectly. I love that, Sharon. Thank you very much for joining us on this Unstoppable episode. We hope you found our conversation with Sharon, the author of the Unstoppable book series, as captivating as what I did. And if you're ready to embark on your own journey of resilience and leave a lasting legacy, don't forget to subscribe to our podcast for more empowering content. And while you're at it, please leave a review for Sharon and share your thoughts on today's episode as well. Now, to dive even deeper into the world of the Unstoppable book series, be sure to grab your very own copy and immerse yourself in the stories just like Sharon's that will ignite your determination and push you to be the better version of yourself. Connect with our Unstoppable guest in the show notes. We'll have connection links with Sharon and stay updated on her latest insights and projects. There may even be some shots from around Australia while she's traveling. Who knows? And remember, it's never too late to start creating your own unstoppable legacy. So thank you very much for joining us. And I can't wait to have you back on another unstoppable episode. And we will see you in the pod. Thanks, Sharon.
Thank you.
The Podcast Empire, podcast mastery for women in business.